I Am the One Entrepreneur Edition is brought to you by Try Business School. Get your free mini course that shows you five things to do to build your dream business with fewer battle scars along the way. Visit iamtheone.fm/5 to get access.
I'm Jessica Mehring, and I am the one.
Entrepreneur Edition, a show that explores the journeys of business owners who decided to be the one to make life better for the people they serve. I'm your host, Sonia Thompson, and today's guest is Jessica Mehring. Jessica is the CEO of Horizon Peak Consulting, where she creates marketing content to help technology businesses grow. She's also the founder of the Content Lab, where she teaches other content creators the skills they need to get results for their clients. And if all that weren't enough, she's also an Amazon Kindle best-selling author. We can learn a ton from Jessica, in particular how she figured out how to narrow down her niche. But before we dive into the interview, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Try Business School, which is all about helping you get the customers you want and keep them coming back for more. And to help you with that, I've got a free 5-part mini course for you that will show you 5 areas to focus your energy on to build a thriving business. The lessons come from my interviews with more than 100 entrepreneurs, including several who've built multi-million dollar businesses. So learn from their battle scars instead of creating your own. Visit iamtheone.fm/5 to get access to the free mini course. All right, let's get to it. Here's Jessica.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, well, let's go ahead and dive right in. Tell me about your businesses. You've got 2, which I'm always so curious how people are able to pull this up. So you've got Horizon Peak Consulting and the Content Lab. So tell me about those.
Yeah. So Horizon Peak Consulting is my one-to-one services business. That's where I'm writing the content for my clients. And I write marketing content for IT software and tech companies. The Content Lab is my training company. That's where I'm teaching others to do what I do. So I'm training mainly copywriters right now, but I have plans to create training courses for marketers and business owners as well. And it's less about writing skills and more about getting results, getting better results from the content that you're creating.
Got it. And I guess you're able to do that easily because that's exactly what you do in the Horizon Peak Consulting business. It's like a nice transition over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've spent more than 15 years mastering my craft. And I felt like, okay, it's time to start teaching what I know. So the Content Lab is actually relatively new. I'm just kind of getting off the ground with that since, let's see, this summer was really when I really started ramping up the Content Lab. So it's still pretty new, but it's very exciting.
Cool. All right. So what was the problem that you saw that needed to be solved? And we can do that for both of your businesses.
It's kind of the same problem, actually, that I solve with both of my businesses, which is helping people get better results from their content and from their content marketing. So with Horizon Peak Consulting, I'm helping my clients with that. And with the Content Lab, I'm helping my students learn how to do that for their clients.
Okay. All right. And what made you decide that you were going to be the one to solve these problems for them?
Well, I had a long career, like I said, more than 15 years as a copywriter, and I've had so many different roles. I was always writing copy. I was always writing content, but I've had various roles over those 15 years. I've worked in enterprise. I've worked in creative agencies. I've worked for a catalog company for a while. And so I kind of saw all the different facets. I saw all the different sides to things. And I just saw so many wasted resources. I saw really smart businesses wasting budget on marketing tactics that weren't working for them. I saw companies hiring copywriters who were not the right fit for them. I saw companies creating content that really checked all the right boxes, but it still wasn't moving them toward their goal. And I knew I could do better. I knew I could help them do better. So that was really the motivation for both Horizon Peak Consulting and the Content Lab, is helping these companies who are creating these world-changing products to get better results for their businesses through the content that they're creating.
Definitely. All right. Well, you mentioned that you spent 15 years, or you've spent 15 years mastering your craft. So you've just talked about a little bit about the different roles that you've had over the years. Are there other things that you've done, and maybe even specifically during your time as an entrepreneur? Have you been an entrepreneur for 15 years?
I've been a freelance writer since I could pick up a pen. But I left my corporate job a few years ago. So I've been full-time self-employed for a while.
Got it. So what things have you done aside from like changing positions as you were going through your corporate career to make sure that you always stay on top of your craft, that you are able to achieve a degree of mastery as you're going through it?
Well, as we were kind of talking about before we started our interview here, doing the work is probably like the number one thing. If you, especially if you want to be a writer, but if you really want to do anything, you have to just practice it every single day. And I've been really good about that, but I've also been very lucky in that I've had a lot of opportunities to do that in all the various capacities that I've worked in. And I write every single day, whether I'm writing for a client or I'm writing for myself, I write every single day. And that really helps keep my skills fresh. And I've noticed this with other copywriters when they're out of the game for a while, even just a few months, ramping back up is so hard. So I really feel like the daily practice is huge. And then keeping up on your industry, keeping track of trends, really paying attention to the news happening in your market is very important, but also paying attention to the news happening in markets that aren't yours, but that might impact yours. So you're keeping your mind nice and broad to all the different things that are happening that may impact your specific marketplace.
Very good. All right. So tell me about a mental barrier that you have experienced during the course of being an entrepreneur that sort of held you back a little bit, and what did you do to overcome it?
There are probably two big ones, actually, if you don't mind me talking about both
Sure.
of them.
No,
They're
go ahead.
both really big for me. The first one, and this one really impacted me very early on, was people pleasing. I've always been a people pleaser. I don't like telling people no. I don't like making people feel uncomfortable. I want to make everybody happy. And when you're in the position of being an entrepreneur, when you're having sales conversations, you are put in that position to have to tell people no, or to have to negotiate. And it was really, really hard for me at first. I didn't want to tell people what my rates were because I didn't want to scare them off, and I didn't want to make them feel bad that maybe their budget wasn't big enough to hire me. And oh, this actually feeds into number two really well too. I didn't want to choose a niche. Because, well, number one, I really liked doing the work I was doing for all the different types of businesses and writing all the different types of copy. And I didn't want to tell people no. I didn't want somebody to come to me saying, hey, I need you to write a blog post. And I'd have to tell them, no, I don't really serve your type of business. So that people pleasing was a real barrier for me. And to overcome that, I really had to embrace my role as a business owner. This isn't personal. This is about my business. This is about your business and how best I can serve you. And I might not be the best person to serve you. There might be somebody else out there who would serve you way better. And it would be much better for you and for me to introduce you to that person or to let you go find that person.
Right. Was there a turning point for you that made you say, you know what, I got to make a change? Like, this is not sustainable.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of turning points. And this feeds into the number two thing, which I promise I will get to. Now, I think the turning points were the bad clients, and that's why I say there were multiple turning points, is because I kept getting these horrible clients that wouldn't pay on time and were hard to work with and were super nitpicky and weren't communicative, weren't responsive. And it was just so frustrating. I was like, there's got to be a way to figure out who I should be working with and who I shouldn't, and avoiding these bad clients. So that's when I really had to start learning some of these business skills and picking up on those red flags early on.
Got it.
Which feeds into number two, which is picking a niche, picking a specialty and picking a niche. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do it. Even though everybody told me I had to, all the experts, all the articles, all the books, all my mentors, pick a niche, specialize. But I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to tell people no. Mm-hmm. And I really was having a lot of fun writing for all the different types of businesses. But after years of kind of stagnation and again, working with not so great clients, some were really bad. Mm-hmm. Some were just not good fits. Mm-hmm. I thought, okay, it's time. I got to do this thing. And it was really easy to do, actually, because there was something,
okay.
There was something I was really good at.
Okay.
I was better at than most. And there was an industry that I was better at serving than most. So when I embraced it, when I said, okay, I write marketing content, blogs, white papers, mm-hmm. ebooks, infographics, marketing content for IT software and tech companies, it transformed everything.
Really?
It really did.
Was it sort of like an instantaneous type of thing, or like
it was? what do you
think was the biggest shift? Was it that you were able to clearly articulate to your potential customers who you were for and why you were better?
That was a huge one.
Okay,
it really clarified my message.
Okay.
When people saw, you know, I've got a bio up on the Copy Blogger Certified Content Marketers page. Mm-hmm. My bio says content for IT software and tech companies.
Okay.
People knew exactly what I did and for whom. So the calls I was getting from that posting from mm-hmm. that bio were mainly, and there's a few exceptions, but mainly people who fell into that audience.
Got it.
It was so clear.
Got it. All right.
And then the other thing too was it kind of brought my mastery full circle.
Okay.
So this is something I've been really mastering for those 15 plus years. But when I claimed it, when I put that flag in the ground and said, this is what I do and this is who I serve, it was like, okay, I'm actually a master at this. Mm-hmm. This isn't just something I'm playing around with. No, this is what I'm really good at. This is what I've spent most of my time learning how to do and how to get better results for this audience. So my confidence level soared. My sales conversations got easier. Like I said, total transformation.
Very good. Oh, that's a great, great story. Because you hear, like you said, I hear that people say that all the time. But it's nice whenever you have like a very tangible, concrete example of how the benefits of choosing a niche.
Yeah.
Well, let's switch gears a little bit because if you're watching this, you can see the beautiful calendar that's behind Jessica. But if you're not, if you're just listening, you can't. So she's got this giant year-long calendar with all kinds of different color post-it notes on it. And I'm so super curious to find out more about her organization system and the habits. So can you tell me a little bit more about the habits that you have, which I'm guessing that these things feed into it, that helps you manage your two businesses now that you've got, that you've been running over the past couple of years?
Yeah. Well, when you're in a business like mine, where you're serving clients one-to-one or you're launching multiple products to groups of people, there's a lot of juggling that goes on. I'm not just, you know, when you're employed, you're serving really one customer, but when you're self-employed, when you're an entrepreneur, you're serving many people and you really got to learn how to juggle that. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn really good organizational skills very early on. And yeah, the calendar behind me falls into that. Okay. I look at my year as a whole, which is what you're seeing with the colorful sticky notes behind me. Mm-hmm. I look at each individual quarter. I look at each individual month. I look at the weeks and I look at my days. Okay. And I have organizational tools for all of those things. So it really, really helps me plan. It helps me plan my time to a T. I mean, to an hour if I really need to.
I'll bet. So as you're planning, so is there like one time of year where you're going to look at the full year and like kind of do like a big, high level planning, and then you kind of break it down? How does that process sort of work for you?
Yeah, it's typically, the December time frame where I'm looking at the next year and kind of figuring out, especially now that I have the content lab, I really have to plan that out for the entire year. What products am I going to be creating? What products am I going to be launching? And that'll help with all of the quarterly and monthly planning. For Horizon Peak Consulting, I mainly work with retainer clients these days. So, a set of clients that I work with every single month. And then I do take on one-off projects once a month, maybe twice a month. I have clients who come to me who don't need monthly work. So I got to make sure I build in space for that too. Or, there might be a point in my business where I don't build in space for that anymore, and I'm working with retainer clients 100% of the time. I've actually been thinking about that lately because I always liked the balance. I liked having the security of retainer clients, but then having kind of the fun surprises of these other projects that would come in. It really would keep me on my toes and keep me engaged in my business. But I don't know. I think it was really since I started the content lab where I started thinking, maybe I really should just focus 100% on those retainers. So yearly planning like this helps me figure those, it helps me answer those types of questions in my business as they come up.
Got it.
And then the quarterly planning I do, right before the next quarter. So, or very early in the first month of the quarter.
Okay. All right. Very good. So you are in very much a relationship business as you work with your one-on-one clients, your retainer clients. Is there something that you do to make sure you're able to cultivate and build and nurture those relationships so that you're able to deliver regular, like deliver, time and time again on what it is that they need from you?
I listen a lot. I'm all about communication and listening, and this is something I teach my students. And if they're listening, they're probably laughing because I talk about listening nonstop. But you have to get to know your clients. You have to get to know your customers intimately because they might be coming to you to solve one problem, but once you get to know them, once you learn about them personally, once you learn about their businesses, how their businesses grew, how they got into that business, what their business goals are, who their customers are, how their customers interact with the business, then you start to see, okay, maybe there's other things that this customer or client could be doing to get them moving toward their business goals faster. For example, they might have come to me. I get calls sometimes. I need you to write some blog posts for my business. I say, okay, well, let's back up a little bit. Tell me about your business. How did you get to where you are? Who are the customers that you're serving? What's the goal for this content? Did somebody just tell you have to write blogs? Or is there actually a purpose behind why you want to write blogs? Where do the blogs fit into the broader strategy that you have? Do you have a strategy for your content, for your marketing? And once I kind of back up and look at that foundational stuff, it helps me serve the client so much better. They might not need blogs after all. They might need an ebook instead. They might need infographics. You never know. So you got to start answering those questions. Or you have to start asking those questions rather than letting your client answer them, shutting up and letting them talk, which is such a hard thing for us to do when we're in these sales conversations. But even beyond the sales conversations, I talk to my clients a lot. Sometimes that's over email, sometimes that's over the phone. I try to get on the phone with most of my clients at least once a quarter, if not once a month, just to hear their voices because much of what I do is ghostwriting. So hearing their natural voice spoken can really help me translate their voice onto the page. But also to find out what's going on in their business because things change all the time, and the goals that they were working toward last quarter might be completely different than the goals they're working toward this quarter. So I want to make sure whatever I'm doing, whatever content I'm creating for them, moves them toward that goal. I got to find out what that goal is. So yeah, listening, communicating, and then listening, not just about the product or service that you're selling, but about what's going on in that client's business.
Right. Now, with your clients in your one-to-one business, Horizon Peak Consulting, that's more of like a direct thing, but I imagine your teaching training business, is that more online? It's more digital focused?
Yeah, my training programs are all online. Yeah, but I hold office hours with my students so they can ask me questions in real time and get real time answers. And this is something I really drive home with them too. Right. In fact, I really don't teach writing. That's something that I do very differently than most other programs out there. I don't teach writing per se. I teach taking the writing skills that you already have and doing better for your clients through this process of listening and coaching your client based on your understanding of content marketing and your understanding of their business and their customers, advising and coaching the client to create the content that's really going to move them toward their goals. Mm-hmm. So much of my training programs really are about this listening, communicating, and coaching process.
Right, right. No, I think that's great because I think sometimes people get a little bit hung up on digital businesses. They think that everything has to be digital and that there's no personal connection, but there are ways to build it in just the way you're doing it with your training business.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So what would you say that you have learned over all these years freelancing and running these businesses are your three keys to success?
Three keys to success. Well, pick a niche.
Okay.
Decide who specifically you are going to serve and how. You are going to have a million people telling you to do this. I am telling you from personal experience, it will transform your business. Pick a niche. study sales techniques. Learn how to have effective sales conversations. This is such a sticky thing for so many entrepreneurs out there because you know, sales conversations, they're icky and they're slimy and nobody wants to have them. If you have a business, you have to have sales conversations. Mm-hmm. So learn how to do them in a way that jives with your personality and that at the end gets the client the results that they're after. And then three is say yes before you're ready. That was a big one for me throughout my career. Say yes before you're ready.
Very good. Very good. Well, Jessica, this has been super cool. Thank you so much for stopping by. Where can people find you?
These days, the best place is probably thecontentlab.co.
Okay. All right. Well, before I let you go, I want to dive in a little bit more into the way you think with a not so business question that could always have business links to it because you can relate business to everything. And that's to deliver a line from a movie that sticks out to you and explain why you chose that one.
Okay. The quote that I chose, I've been thinking about this, is seize the day because tomorrow you might be dead.
What movie is that from?
It's actually from a TV show. It's from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. I love Buffy. I love all things sci-fi, fantasy, comic book. My husband is a diehard comic book collector, so I've gotten a crash course education in comic books and the whole comic world from my husband, and I've fallen in love with it. We go to comic conventions all over the country. It's kind of our thing to do together. We go to comic conventions. And so, of course, when I was thinking of this quote, I'm like, okay, I got to pick a character who's from a comic or from a comic-related kind of thing. Buffy is a comic book now, but of course she started out as a movie and then a TV show. But I love her. Buffy's one of my heroes.
Yeah. And it kind of goes back to your last point on your keys to success is just do it before you're ready. So seize it.
Yep.
All right. This has been great. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Jessica had so many cool things to share, but there was one thing that stood out to me in particular. And that brings us to today's I Am the One challenge. What is your niche? And specifically, who are the type of clients you are best suited to serve? Think about it, and then once you've got your answer, head on over to iamtheone.fm Mindset.com/5 to get signed up to that free mini course. One of the things you'll learn will be super helpful as you narrow down your niche. Until next time, keep working on building your dream business so you can make life better. Somebody's waiting on you. Thanks for listening.